But I just want to spend a bit of time telling you what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in my life. Sort of started with me, as a lot of other people here grew up going to Sunday school, sent kicking and screaming with my wee brother every Sunday. But my mother and father weren't Christians. And at the age of starting secondary school, it all sort of went downhill from there. You sort of struggle into the world. And I'm not here to talk about that this evening. I'm here to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. But at the age of 16, my mother walks into the house and she started crying and she says to my dad, "I got saved tonight." My dad says, "Well, don't cry, that's okay. Just don't expect me to come to church with you." He set me and my wee brother down in the kitchen and he says to us, "Your mother's a Christian, watch your mouth." So that was okay. Went and watched my mother being baptized. Ivan Thompson, who's went to be with the Lord, baptized my mother in Rathcoole Baptist. And I sat and I watched my dad break his heart in one of the pews. And I couldn't understand what was going on. There's a few here, I think, who know my father, and he's not the type of man who likes to cry, especially in front of his children. And at a young boy at 16, I didn't have a clue what was going on. So 3 weeks later, he sat us down in the kitchen again, and he says, "I'm a Christian. Things are going to change in here." So the drink was taken out of the house. They started going to church 3-4 times a week, even more. And at a young boy at 16, I hadn't a clue what was going on in my house. 3 months later, they walked into the house again. My dad had a big smile on his face. He says, "Your brother gets saved tonight." Excuse me. A house full of Christians. How am I going to stick this? That's what I said to myself at 16. So for 2 years, I wanted nothing to do with it. Wouldn't go to church. I went and watched them being baptized. But I wanted nothing to do with it. You see, I was living the high life and I was enjoying the world and everything that was in the world and the pleasures of it. But you know, Christ had different plans for me. It all started when standing in Kelly's nightclub in Portrush on New Year's Eve and the turn of 1999. Standing in that nightclub and I realised there had to be more to life. I was saved on the 25th of January, a month later, when I was considering my sin, considering the life that I was living, considering that I was going to hell and I knew my whole family was going to heaven. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is absolutely wonderful. He's a wonderful Saviour and you know, He saved me. And there's a psalm which speaks to my heart and helps me every time I read it. It's Psalm 40. "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." You know, those of us who are saved this evening, isn't He wonderful? He's absolutely fantastic. I love Him this evening. And you know, when I heard I was coming here, I couldn't wait to come because there's a lot of people here who have been very nice to me, who I'll never forget. Those from the SNE, the ones I'm going to Mullertown with in the summer here, Jim. And you've been such an encouragement to me at a time when I didn't know what direction my life was taking. The ones from SNE stepped in and helped me. And it's, when I come here, it's sort of, I feel like I'm coming home sometimes whenever I'm with you. And although at the college at the minute I'm so busy, I don't get to see too much of them. But at a time when I was looking direction, the Lord used those people to help me. And the Lord's absolutely fantastic. You know, I got excited about the Lord Jesus Christ because He took the likes of me and He saved me by His grace. And I can't thank Him enough. And I just hope tonight, if there's someone here, you're halting between two opinions. If there's someone here and you're attracted to the world, take it from a guy who knows. It's not all it's cracked up to be. The Lord Jesus Christ can be all in all to you tonight.